You have a part that comes out that you hook the horses on to.
The tunnel.
On the wagon.
Uh-huh. You don't want a buggy, the tongue, because you have a horse on each side with the wagon. And with a buggy, you have the horse in the middle. You have the, I don't know what you call the thing, but they come on each side and the horse is in the middle of them.
Okay.
I forget what you call it. But you had to have a harness.
So when you were going to get the horses ready, you say you were going to
harness them up.
And then you had some kind of something that you hold on to.
That was your lines.
When you were driving in the buggy, the wagon. Mm-hmm. What about when you were in the horseback?
Horseback, you're on the saddle and you have a reins. But I guess your reins is the same thing as on the buggy and the wagon too.
Yeah. Do you know about a piece that, I don't know how to describe it because I don't know much about it. You hook them on too in the back, like a plow or something, if you're going to hook them on there, so the bar that goes across there.
I know what you're talking about, but I can't remember what they call it.
Single tree?
Yeah, we had single tree and double tree too. You had two. You could have a double tree too. That's when you had double tree when you had four or two.
Okay. Was that different?
No, it was double. It was bigger.
Just longer than a...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if you were going to carry a load of wood or something like that, or what would you say? You were going to just haul it in the wagon, or...
Yeah, you're going to haul it in the wagon, or you're going to... I see my daddy, he built him a sled-like thing rather than a wagon, and he'd hook that horse up and he'd load that sled. It was just a flat board, and he'd put his wood and stuff on that. He'd put his plows when he's going to the field. He'd put his plows on that thing and carry them with him to the field, you know.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
A sled he built rather than carry the wagon.
Oh, okay. Some of them used to have something like that to, have out in the field, if they had rocks and stuff like that, they put on it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So he just called that a sled.
Uh-huh. And one thing in the world, big piece of wood that was built up, you know, like a frame, like it's built up, that was the top of it, and just had a little piece down here in the bottom, the way it would slide, you know.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
That's how it was.
Just something, so you didn't have to carry him anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did he have something out in the field to break up the stuff that had like teeth on it?
A harrow.
Yeah,
he had harrows, that's the cutters, you know. And then he had the, what was that called? I forget what that was called. He had something like a rake. That's what that was, something like a rake, but I forget what it was called.
That was different from the harrows?
The harrow is, one that had big wheels on the cut you dirt.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, it was like the wheels were like, it wasn't thick like a wheel. I don't know how to describe it.
But it was round, it rolled on
uh-huh,
those.
Uh-huh.
Like iron.
Yeah, they had bush hogs and cut your grass, big old bush hogs.
Uh-huh.